This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kahn.
Hi, I'm Greg Eubin, and I really enjoy applying architecture principles to Agile teams, as well as applying Agile principles to architecture.
This is a continuing episode of a series about Agile Enterprise Architects. Where do people go for more information about usage patterns? Let's say there's an enterprise architect or just an architect or a lead who goes like, hey, I want to learn more about that thing, this usage pattern. Where would they go to go learn more? I never honestly heard of usage patterns, but I understand what you were talking about as you described it to me. But I wonder if there's a resource that somebody could go look at and read online.
A usage pattern is going to be more like a flow diagram. And to me, I really like the sequence diagram as that format. And you can see various usage patterns out there when you look at other companies that have published their APIs. In many cases, they'll include a usage pattern that is this is the flow we expect. Especially you'll see this with like an OAuth 2 type flow or an OpenID Connect. Those flows, those are some where you can see examples of a usage pattern where you have the identity provider and then what they expect the client application to, how they expect it to interact. And they've prescribed that flow. Those are some really good examples of usage patterns. Most of them are documented in a sequence diagram format.
You're talking about servers, I think, is what I'm hearing. What you mean by flow of HTML?
I'm talking more around or specifically API usage patterns.
Okay. Let's see here. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ask my friend Claude.ai and ask him what he knows about this.
This is weird. Everybody is talking about it, but nobody's giving examples.
it's like Zen. Yeah. I want to be Zen. What are the steps? All right. So Claude tells me that. So I told Claude, I said, you are an enterprise architect. And you can do that to an AI. Just tell him, this is what you are. Now explain to me usage patterns. And he goes, certainly. So he says, it's a critical aspect to my role. He says, by the way. So usage patterns refer to the way users interact and utilize various systems and applications or services within an organization. Okay, great. Analyzing usage patterns provide valuable insights that inform, I'm not going to read this all to you, but anyways, it covers like frequency of use, duration of use, access patterns, you know, like for example, if you're a retail, you have seasonal patterns all over the place. Device and platform usage. That's like, how are they getting to you? Is it mobile? Is it desktop? User segmentation. That's something about crucial for tailoring the user experience and targeted solutions. Okay, that might be a little more advanced than most people care about, but that's makes sense. So contextual factors such as time of day, location, or specific events can influence usage patterns. By closely monitoring and analyzing these usage patterns, I, as an enterprise architect, can make informed decisions to optimize system performance, enhance user satisfaction, et cetera, et cetera.
Check out the show notes, and there you will see our research on a template for usage patterns, and you will see some live out there in the industry documentation of how they present their sequence diagrams and usage patterns. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. If you're not using a podcast player and you downloaded this MP3 from the web page, just go back to the web page and there you will see show notes. The series started at episode 276. You can find that episode by going to agilethoughts.info and typing in whatever episode number you care to search into the search box, and it will find it for you. This is the last episode of the series, so if you're like my friend Ricardo and you missed the first episode, come on, Ricardo, keep up. Search for the series page by typing into your search engine, Agile Thoughts Enterprise Architect. And then you will be directed to the series page, which contains all of the episodes.